So, hi, my name is Stanislav. I'm from Slovakia. I've been living in Brussels for 10 years now and working as a photographer since 2011. Well, I'm an artist, actually studied dance in Brussels before photography. I got into photography through dance, actually seeing my colleagues dance and create different artistic projects. I always thought like, wow, it's a shame, no one is really here to capture it. So I thought like, well, maybe I can do something about it. So I started experimenting with video and photo, and then it became, through a hobby, actually my second profession. Well, I think for me it's been very beneficial to have a dance background. First of all, I spend a lot of time training my eye, as in a composition or like eye for detail in the movement and in the space. So I really enjoy while taking pictures to explore different angles, look for different perspectives, how to capture a story. So for me, I'm actually very grateful to have this. Also throughout my studies in photography, I was told by my mentors that it's something quite unique. It definitely breaks this kind of flat barrier that some people have. They struggle to capture something more than just a moment, freeze a moment. And dance, it's been a blessing for me. Like it brought me places. Thanks to dance, I've been traveling a lot, and I managed to see the world through my eyes and through the lens. When it comes to motion, the challenge is to decide before what's the most important part. You want to freeze the moment fully and kind of catch this kind of frozen, sharp moment, or you want to show the force, the speed, and let it kind of blur a little bit. And it's kind of like in our life, sometimes things just pass in front of our eyes. We don't even realize that they're made of little moments, which can be super sharp in itself. So I think that's very important to think beforehand. Biggest lesson, I think for me, would be to just open my eyes more and live life really in a moment. Not look too much in the past and be stuck with the projects you did before, and not look too much in the future and kind of hope or look for some expectations, but just, yeah, be in a moment. Otherwise you might miss what's happening right now.